Mr. Obama's trip to Africa is the latest in a list of visits by American presidents going back 70 years. Alan Lichtman is a presidential historian and professor at American University.
So by going to Africa, presidents demonstrate that Africa is not forgotten, that the African people and the African nations are important to the American people and to American policymakers.
While many presidential visits have focused on humanitarian aid, President Obama is focusing on trade, investment, and democracy. Jennifer Cook of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says Mr. Obama is looking to the future.
Moving beyond some of that long-time commitment on humanitarian issues to a much more kind of upbeat and formal, forward-looking engagement that a lot of young people in Africa are looking for.
President Franklin Roosevelt made trips to North Africa during World War II to meet with allies, including British Prime Minister Winston Churchill. In 1943, the leaders met in Casablanca and later that year in Cairo to discuss strategy for the wars in Europe and the Pacific. President Jimmy Carter visited Nigeria and Liberia in 1978.
Thank you all.
As a former president, Mr. Carter has made many trips to Africa, focusing on diseases such as river blindness and malaria. The Carter Center's campaign to eliminate guinea worm disease is hailed as a major success.
And we believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, we'll have zero cases of guinea worm in Sudan.
Former presidents like Bill Clinton use their foundations to sponsor humanitarian projects in Africa. Again, Professor Alan Lichtman.
So you can actually immediately and directly see the results of your initiatives in Africa. That's more difficult in other parts of the world.
2, 3.
Healthcare experts say George W. Bush's initiative to fight HIV and AIDS in Africa has saved millions of lives. Since leaving office, Mr. Bush and his wife, Laura, have remained active in African health issues.
The Bush Center is proud, along with our partners, to dedicate ourselves to saving as many lives as we possibly can.
Helping people in Africa resonates in a positive way at home. Analyst Jennifer Cook.
It's not only the presidents, it's the U.S. public and U.S. Congress, I think, that sees itself as doing those kinds of things in the world, a kind of a moral force for good.
And that is a legacy many leaders seek. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.